1 Corinthians, heaven's gold. People fight for it, live for it, die for it. The quest for gold never ceases. Yet how many enjoy it? For how long? Investors maximize profit on investments. Paul introduces to us a long-term investment which can never be taken away. Heaven's gold. If not already invested, we risk losing permanent gains for the sake of temporary gains. 1 Corinthians 3. In Paul's time, Corinth's boomtown atmosphere attracts freed slaves, veterans, merchants, and tradesmen. He contrasts investors on heaven's gold with distractors and destroyers. During the study of Romans, the transformation journey, we asked ourselves, have we really changed? This book covers levels of transformation, 1 Corinthians 3. Investors have faith on God's sovereignty, but fully leverage man's responsibility to proactively build a foundation, chapter 3, remove evil, chapter 4, flee sexual immorality, chapter 6, run to win, chapter 9, pursue love, chapter 2 and 13, overcome temptation, chapters 8 and 10, and labor steadfastly, chapters 14 and 15, and much more. Investors are in constant contact with God through the word of God and prayer. They make daily choices with eternal perspectives. They discipline spirit, mind, and body to get rid of sin. They focus on long-term spiritual seeds. Detractors get too lazy and rely largely on God's sovereignty, including Revelation chapters 1 and 2, Inspiration chapter 11, Commission chapters 6 and 7, Sanctification chapters 10 to 12, and Unification chapters 12 and 14. How many of us can say like Paul, I worked harder than all the rest, chapters 15, 10. Detractors are satisfied with Sunday rituals and occasional meetings. They live for the day. They are weak in discipline, particularly mental. They pursue happiness over holiness. They focus on events, activities, and mislead others as well. Investors maintain a balance between God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. They receive an eternal reward, chapter 3:14. Detractors swing very high on God's sovereignty. Their effort is misdirected. They just manage to scrape through to heaven, chapter 3:15. Destroyers swing completely onto man's responsibility as they do not have a personal relationship with Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Where do we stand? How do we know what are the right investments and not diversions? How can we handle detractors in the church? In what ways do we tend to take God's grace and sovereignty for granted? What steps and actions do we need to take to make better investments in ourselves and others?